About 1987, made my first trip with my family from Branson, Missouri, where it seemed like it was 100 miles from Springfield to Branson, and now it seems like it's 5 minutes to go to Springfield. My parents said you need to go to a couple of places. One, School of the Ozarks. Yeah, that was very, very nice. But they took us to a place called Silver Dollar City. Ever heard of it, Lisa?
Good morning. I was enjoying your music.
Yeah, we were too, but we had to say, wait a minute, we have a guest. Lisa, your time is valuable. So tell me about Silver Dollar City, how long you've been with them. Tell me about the beginning with Mary and Pete and Jack. Give this some of our listeners that don't know the history a little bit, please.
Well, I love that you always do ask about the history because it is my favorite thing, too. It's just so exciting to look back over the generations of people from the, you know, the, before the Hershens, go back to the Lynches who were operating Marvel Cave. There was a gentleman and his two daughters, and they were quite accomplished from Canada and became friends with the Hugo and Mary Hershen and, of course, the boys. And from there, it's really amazing, isn't it, Charlie, how the hole in the ground called Marvel Cave, which started it all, and became a theme park, giving people something to do up on the top side while they waited for their cave tours, became a theme park, and then became more of a theme park and more. And before we knew it, Dolly Parton was involved in the whole thing over in Tennessee, and other things were happening, and the water parks and Showboat. And now today, believe it or not, everybody, Hershen Family Entertainment is the number one family-owned themed corporation in America, and the culture is still strong, and the people are still strong and having a wonderful time, and we just grow and grow.
Well, I had the opportunity with a friend of mine by the name of Ed Akers, and we went out to help some friends at Silver Dollar City, and Ed and I always like to have breakfast when we're out there and we meet people. And so Ed and I went to the over to the right of the Christmas tree. I never remember the one that has the buffet breakfast.
The Mill.
Yeah, thank
the
you mill. Very much. And so we're walking past the bakery, and Ed says, see it right there? You know what that is? Well, of course, I don't know what it is. That was the entrance to the cave. I love hearing history like that, Lisa.
Oh, don't forget, when you walk in and you go through turnstiles, and just across from the bakery, peer down to your right. Now, this time of year, you can't see it as well, but that sinkhole is big as daylight right there to the right across from the bakery. And that is the National Natural Landmark called Marvel Cave. It was called Marble Cave, which is kind of fun, but they couldn't find any marble. They only found what they called black gold, because at the time, the black gold was the ammunition that had been produced from
bat
guano.
Yeah, we know what it is. Now, you just had to do it this morning, Lisa. Known you for a long time. Enjoy interviewing. You just had to say it. Across from the bakery. And you know as well as I do that you can't walk by that bakery without going and getting a turnover or a cinnamon roll.
And you know, the bakers, those are real people doing, you know, really great jobs. They get in at 5 a.m. and they are actually, all those breads, all those sticky buns, all of those cinnamon rolls. I love the bakery and I love to show off the bakery. And people are really surprised when you think of a theme park that's seeing thousands of people every day, and we are baking the goods so that your family can enjoy the yumminess of yesteryear. And, don't miss the bakery. There's a great big insider tip. Don't miss it.
Well, we happen to be a morning show, and I think Brad Thomas is doing this on purpose. I have not had a piece of cinnamon bread yet, but I'm going to get out there because it's something special at Silver Dollar City. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. I want to continue on Silver Dollar City for a moment. I remember getting a call and somebody says, I think that we're going to find out that Silver Dollar City has been named the number one theme park in the world. That's one of your accolades, as long with everything else. Not only the number one family-owned theme park, if you've not been to Silver Dollar City, call around, find your friends, see what the admission price is. Don't miss Silver Dollar City. So goes Silver Dollar City. So goes Branson. Folks, never forget that. Don't complain about how big Silver Dollar City is. Just be thankful we have people like that in our area. I got to take a quick break when we come back. There's something about pumpkins. I don't know what pumpkins are. And I don't know what the Harvest Festival is, but we're going to talk about it. Lisa Rao will be with us right back on Good Morning Ozarks. Welcome back to the last 15 minutes of Good Morning Ozarks, where we're streaming all over the world on KLFCRadio.com. It's my pleasure today to continue the conversation with Lisa Rao. We had Chris Marlin talking about Christmas lights. We're not talking about Christmas lights today. We'll do that a different day. Are there pumpkins that are lit up and bright and beautiful? Tell me about Harvest Festival.
Oh, I am telling you, this is one great festival, and it's been going on for decades. It really is a hallmark of Silver Dollar City. And in the daytime, you get all the crafters and meander around and see all these pumpkins in the light. So they're interesting because they're intricately carved or they're big sculptures. But there is nothing like sunset. And to experience the new Foggy Hollow at sunset and go through, and there you're in a tunnel of lights with fog coming and beautiful music, and you're walking through, and then you come out at a pumpkin party, and then you go through the Grand Expo. And by now, Charlie, it's getting dark. And it's different at dusk than it is at dark. And when you start going through at dark, these big glowing sculptures and happy faces. We do not do scary Halloween, everybody. We do family-friendly harvest event. And you go through in the dark. I suggest going back through Foggy Hollow a second time to see it in the dark versus seeing it in the sunset dusk. And it is just really, really lovely. And riding the roller coasters, the ones with the vantage point that you can see over the city, and you see all these glowing pumpkins, it's a real treat. It's just a wonderful, wonderful festival. And I enjoy the cowboys, too. You know, when you come out to get your cinnamon bread, which will be my treat, you come on out, get your cinnamon bread, and we'll go by the Chuck Wagon Cook-Off, where the cowboy chuck wagon chefs or cooks are doing the same recipe, and then there's audience taste testing, and then by the whoops and hollers is who wins the day of the chuck wagon cook-off.
Well, let me tell you something. There's the smell that I've got this morning when I'm walking through Silver Dollar City in the fall. There's just something about it. I got married on October the 19th in the fall. You come to Branson, and you go to the fall, and you took the words right out of my mouth, because I said, when you're going through Silver Dollar City, it's not gruesome, okay? Not grueling and not skeletons. It's happy pumpkins from the fall, which is what it's all about. I appreciate that so much. Let me ask a question. What are the hours of Silver Dollar City?
Well, you know, I always like to send people to the website. You can count on a 9:30 or 10 a.m. start. But the one thing I want people to hear, now not at Christmas, but every other day that we're open, Charlie, this is a did you know. Do you know every day we serve breakfast 8:30 in the morning? And, you know, a lot of us like to get up early, right? And get to Silver Dollar City. You've got a parking spot of your choice. You've got nobody to deal with. You come in, you have this wonderful breakfast that starts at 8:30, and then you get to personally immerse yourself in the opening of the square. You know, the homestead pickers are walking by saying good morning to everyone, and the ice cream maker showing up with all her stuff, and we've got the crafters walking through, you know, visiting. We've got this time of year all those dozens of crafters who are in from other places who are stopping to chat, and it's just a wonderful thing to get there early. Another insider tip, we should have a bell for insider tips. And then, you know, immerse yourself in the square and its activities. Then you go and go into the park. The whole park is open. And again, I want you to check hours, because sometimes it's 9 p.m. during pumpkins. Sometimes it's 10 p.m. So always, always please go to silverdollarcity.com. Be sure you know exactly what you want to accomplish, which there are a lot of planning tools at silverdollarcity.com, and know that you can come early and you can stay late.
Down on Table Rock Lake, as used to be a great commercial. Now, over to Mill, you walk in and there's this buffet. I went too fast the first time, and I sat down with Ed to have my breakfast, and I'll be honest with you, I ran out of bacon. And so I didn't plan it right. And like my wife, she likes to plan it, so just I got that last bite of bacon. So I said to the young lady, ma'am, is it all right to go back maybe to get some more bacon? To which she said, young man, it's a buffet. You can go back 10 times if you want. Well, thank you very much. And when I went back, I found the waffles I missed. I found the hash browns that I missed. It's a great buffet breakfast at the mill.
Yes, but I'll tell you, Charlie, that's the way to do it. Eat in phases, because there are people who make architectural wonders out of piles of bacon. And you just look at them like, don't worry, you can go back.
Yeah, you can go back. You don't have to do it now. Hey, I have a question. This could be one I don't think I've ever asked you ever on the show. But I'm going to ask you because I want somebody listening to take advantage of this. You know, when you go to Silver Dollar City, there's a ticket price. But people sometimes ask, how's the best way for tickets? How do I know? You're not going to buy one for $2. That's not what it is. Can you tell them, is it the website looking for the specials? Can you give some insight into that, the best way to purchase tickets for Silver Dollar City besides a season pass?
Yes, and I'll be careful here because I don't want to come off as trying to sell on your commercial station too hard. But I will tell you guys, I mean, it's common sense, right? The season pass.
Yes.
And with you know, prices the way they are today, I was thinking that season pass is going to go on sale soon. And it's going to go on sale after as Christmas opens 1st of November-ish. And watch for it. And it's about $125, okay? And you get all your extra bringer friends. You get all the stuff. Season pass lets you experience the entire year of festivals and events and come and go as you please and come for breakfast one day and maybe dinner the next and stay and bring your friends. And, you know, it's so smart because it can give somebody who you love an experience for the whole year. But there are other little hints. You know, after 5, there's a ticket, which I'm not going to say a price again because I don't think I'm supposed to on your
radio. You can give me a range. You could tell me the after 5 price is in the range of.
Well, the after 5 price is really in the range of affordable.
So, okay. That's, I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So go in after 5 if you want to just see pumpkins. And you can always upgrade any ticket you buy into a season pass,
yes.
which is very cool, too, because there's still Christmas left this year. So I really want people to hear me say that the season pass is bar none, less than the cost of 2 one-day visits, the way to go. Now, if you would like to, you know, maybe say, okay, I'm willing to kind of watch the internet, there are pop-up deals that happen. We sense that something's happening, kids went back to school and before something else happens or whatever. So you can sometimes find everybody do kid price if you hang out around every once in a while checking on the web. But I'm telling you guys, you know what, spare yourself that time and just get yourself season passes because then you can sell and come out. And if you see me, I'll wear my name tag. You wave and holler and say, I was listening to Charlie.
On KLFC Radio, Lisa and Charlie here this morning. Thanks to Pete, Jack, Brad, the staff, Janet Oller, all of them. You talk about feeling like a down-home family with one of the best theme parks in the world right in our backyard. Before we let you go, pumpkins, they're really that beautiful, huh?
Pumpkins are really that beautiful. And I've got one more insider tip.
I'm ready.
White glove goes on sale this Saturday.
Really? White glove. Now, you know what that is.
Yep, it's the rehearsal eve. It's a fundraiser for Care for Kids. The Silver Dollar City Foundation has given more than $6 million to the Ozarks to help families and kids. And Care for Kids program itself that goes out to all the school districts. And your ticket to White Glove will go to benefit the kids and students of our schools and the families who may need help. And there's just a lot of heart in the whole idea of coming out and getting to see with only 400 people. In fact, Herb, you know, who would never do anything wrong, and I assured him he didn't do anything wrong, he wandered off and wandered it through the lights by himself with his bride and had a wonderful time. And when you go with only 400 people, guys, that park is all yours. You're going to see the dress rehearsal of both the shows, the brand new Coming Home for Christmas and the Dickens Christmas Carol. You'll see the parade. You'll see the lights in Christmas in Midtown. You'll see the tree. And you get a holiday feast.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
SilverDollarCity.com/white gloves.
Now, we're going to give you
Saturday.
You're going to give you a couple of things you just told us about. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to what Lisa said. Watch the internet for you to say, you know, I want to watch for a sensitive ticket price. Look for that. 1 year, my wife and I gave to all the grandkids season passes. That was pretty healthy, but I'm telling you, they loved it. Their families loved it. One of the best Christmas presents we ever gave to anybody. This has been great. Lisa, there's one thing I haven't asked you.
Okay.
Lisa, I forgot to text you. Do you know what, if I would text you, what I would say?
You'd ask me about the Dollar General store on 76 that we're building, world's largest Dollar General store.
No, I wouldn't.
What?
Two tickets. Can I give them away?
Oh, yay.
Okay, before we close, I'll do that. I forgot to text you in advance. So, Lisa, thank you for your gracious. One more time, tell them how they can see the Harvest Festival.
Oh, yes, come see the Harvest Festival. Go to SilverDollarCity.com now through October 29th, Wednesday through Sunday. Don't miss it, and watch for things like season passes coming the 1st of November. And, Charlie, I sure hope your winner enjoys, and you be sure to send me their name.
I'll do it. And, by the way, when I first walked into Marvel Cane for the first time, and I walked down and I looked aside, I said, wow, this is under Silver Dollar City. Lisa Rao, to the staff and everybody else, thanks a lot. Blessings to Silver Dollar City. It is Harvest Festival at Silver Dollar City. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.